this world we have all been waiting for. Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Of all your worrying, we have all that we need to stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we grow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? And be counted, but one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul.
Welcome everyone to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We're glad you've tuned in to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast heard on rbnlive.com, also on the shortwave dial setting 11.915, and we welcome you again to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, where we rear up foundations that have been laid waste, like Isaiah 58 teaches. And if you'd like to dialogue with us in the course of the broadcast, in fact, we're going to take calls the second hour, and we might have a special guest, hopefully, today. So also, you would be a special guest to us as well if you call in at 800-313-9443, only in the second hour. First hours, we won't take calls again. And if you have maybe an inclination to maybe do more of an instant message correspondence, you could also instant message us at breachmender@yahoo.com. is also the email, just breachmender@yahoo.com. And the Yahoo message, instant message is just breachmender. So we'd glad to try to read it on the air. If you got questions or comments and you don't want to call in, you're kind of shy, that's fine. Fine with us, you know, to correspond with you that way. In fact, we look forward to it. So, a very interesting week this week here, and I really enjoyed the broadcast that Rick Adams had with David Allen Deal, and he really was very well versed and very well read. Of course, an author in his own right, a very very scholastic individual, gentleman, and. So we had to call into that broadcast ourselves. I mean, it was just fascinating. And so, but anyhow, folks, we are going to deal with some issues today that we've touched on briefly here and there on the last few weeks on the broadcast here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And we're coming up on the scriptural new year. And we're going to touch that after we come back from the break here shortly.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Broadcasting Network, RBN Live. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. I'd like to also notify everyone that you're invited to join our Yahoo groups that we just, in fact, that was really inspired by our fine producer, Kelly. That can be controls there in the Round Rock studios of RBNLive.com. And if, in fact, her and I are the only ones right now currently that are the members, and we'd sure love to have you come and join the Yahoo groups. If you want to go to just, yahoo.com, join the groups. It's under the heading Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. These are just all one word. These words are together just as one large word, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. And that's https://groups.yahoo.com/group/repair-the-breach-by-uncovering-deception/, and then hit enter and you'll be in it that way if you want to use the www.sequence. So, or the HTTP. So, please come join us. We've got a lot of stuff that we want to put up. It's an infancy stage, and we'll be adding articles and information and stuff periodically there. So, again, if you'd like to reach us, email, though, too. It's breachmender@yahoo.com as well. But we're going to talk a little bit about the feast and the beginning of the scriptural new year. Now, many would say that January 1st is the new year. Well, on a pagan calendar, that might be so, but nothing in nature has changed. So there's no witness in nature to support that it's really a scriptural new year, because it's not. You know, how can the new year be in the dead of winter? Think about it for a minute. Common sense, and, you know, the Father Yahweh gave us common sense. And also, he gave us scriptural evidence as well as the heavens and the earth declare his glory and honor. Witnesses in nature to verify when a true new year, what really constitutes a true new year according to Yahweh's way for us to observe time. Because if we don't understand what time it is and what day it is and what month it is correctly, and we're not going to be able to know the seasons. In which he said, sure, we might not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man returns, but we are given the ability to know the season. And if you don't know what season it is, but many would say, well, right now we're in the month of March and it's the 11th, and when in reality, my dear friend, it's not the third month of the year. It's not the 11th day, even though the pagans will say that, and that's what the pagan calendar, and yes, we relate to people. I understand that, yes, that's the way we translate it, and we've got to deal with that. I understand that. It's like an ostrich in the sand syndrome here. At the same time, Yahweh does not observe that, and he says not to put your trust, your confidence in the arm of flesh, and they've thought to change times, days, and years, like Daniel 7:25 warned about. And we are, again, the recipients of this great apostasy, and it starts with the calendar. Then it goes into, obviously, they took the Creator's name out over 7,000 times. The name of Yahweh was in there originally before Lord or God or Jehovah, and for that matter, all due respect, the name Jesus wasn't even in the First King James Bible, or Jehovah for that matter, or any other J name. And but that's another subject altogether, but a very important repairing the breach subject, and we have touched on that, and we'll continue to touch that, but with all due respect, because I know there's a lot of people that are so emotionally clung to their faith, and that's understandable, but prove it out first. That's all we're trying to do here. The Apostle Shaul, or Paul, stated that we are to prove all things out, and the new year really constitutes, or is constituted by, when you see the barley begin to get green, or that which, or those things which begin to bud. Okay, now lately you're beginning to see things bud the last couple of weeks, if you've noticed. So the previous full new moon, which happened on, with the pagan calendar states, February 12th, couldn't have been the new year. Because, first of all, we're still in winter. Here we are in the Red Rock region, or the Four Corners region, and we just hit just a massive amount of snow here lately, the last couple of days even, showing us that we're still in the winter season of the scriptural year. And when the full new moon rises this coming Monday night or Tuesday night, to translate March 13th or March 14th, then that will begin the new year, because there's no question that the things that have begun to bud the last couple of weeks have shown up as a witness in nature to let us know the new year is upon us, and it's getting ready to close out the old year. Let me read you some text, Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll repair the breach here. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, an and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwelling. So the first feast, Yahweh's first feast is the Sabbath, because it's the most frequented feast of all. Feast is a Hebrew word, the Hebrew word for feast is moedah, or moedim, and it means appointment or convocation, a time of worship, and also a time of gathering to worship and observe Yahweh's judgments, testimonies, statutes, and commandments. Of course, we do that every day, or should do that every day, but there are certain specific appointments that Yahweh has, or feasts, he calls them. And obviously, 6 days, he said, would be the work week, and then the seventh day of the week would be the Sabbath, a second category of day. A third category of day is the new moon day, and that's found in Numbers 10:10. Now, these be the beginnings of your month, or moon. They get the word month is how you get the, you know, without the word moon, you don't have the word month. That's how the word month stemmed from, derived from the moon. And so the beginnings of your months, according to Numbers 10:10, the word beginning in Hebrew literally means the chiefest or the fullest. So the beginnings of your moon or months is when the moon is at its fullest. It's that simple. Psalms 81:3 ties in to let us know the beginning of the month. And so the beginning of the new year, obviously, it'll have the first month, or it'll begin a new month. So you have to decipher when things begin to bud and begin to bloom, the body specifically as well, and when you see the barley begin to get green, or if you don't have barley and you begin to see things to bloom and things to begin to bud, then you know that the next full new moon will be the new year, and that's where we're at now. And also the season here, like I said, in what they call the Four Corners region, which really constitutes what they call Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. Specifically, we're in the Red Rock regions in the Sedona area of Arizona. And we've had, like I said, massive snowstorms here the last few days, and rain, which is a welcome sight because we've been in a drought for quite some time. And so we need it. So it's closing the end of the year with a winter snowstorm out here to let us know that since the last 2 weeks things have begun to bloom, that the next full new moon will be the new year. And so it's important to understand when a month begins, because if you don't know when a month begins, you won't get to the, obviously, you won't get to the new year correctly either. So these be the beginnings of your months or your moons. The words beginning, again, it tells us in the Torah when a new month begins, when a new year begins. Again, a month doesn't begin just because it says January 1st, 1 through 31, February 1st, 1 through 28 or 29, or March 1st, 1 through 31, or April 1st, 1 through 30. Those are all perpetual, unending cycles that don't stop for the witness in nature of the sun, moon, or stars. In Genesis 1:14, Yahweh's calendar, or his timepiece for us to observe, is just that, the sun, moon, or stars. And the calendar on your wall doesn't use the moon or stars. It's strictly a solar calendar, where Yahweh's calendar for his people is solar and lunar, as well as the stars. When you see the sun go down, that lets you know that that period of twilight is upon us. And then when the star comes out, the first star in the west, obviously the stars and the moon rule the night, right? And the day begins at evening, because the evening and the morning were the first day. So very interesting information. Maybe you know about it already, and we're glad if you do. If you don't, well, we're just trying to repair the breach, let you know that, you know, he's bringing us into more truth and understanding. You're listening to the Repair the Breach podcast. Again, I'm your host, the Repair the Breach, Zechariah Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break on RBNLive.com.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Don't wanna follow.
back, everyone, to the Repair the Breach broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, and also on the shortwave 11.915. Again, I'm your host, Ambassador Zachariah Tom Daniel, the Repair the Breach, and we are glad you tuned in. Talking about the new year, when a new year begins, when a new month begins, and so forth. And it is the end of the year, literally, even though they might tell you it's the third month of the year. Just think about it for a second. How can the new year begin in the dead of winter? Anything new sprouting up there around December 31st or January 1st? Don't think so. Also, how can a day begin at midnight? Is there a witness in nature at 11:59 p.m.? And then all of a sudden at 12 a.m. a new day begins. Is there a change in any witness of nature there? Give you any evidence to support that claim? Of course not. It's just we've been misdirected. You know, it's an end around, another deception. And we're just trying to repair the breach is all. And really a day begins at evening to evening, like the scripture says, like we were saying before the break. The evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning were the second day, the evening and the morning were the third day, and so on and so forth. So a day begins at evening, and when the sun goes down, there's a period about a half hour to an hour called twilight. And it's like gives you that time to get home to prepare after the sixth working day is done. And that's the day of preparation, if you will, to get ready for the seventh day Sabbath. There's a time there, that twilight period, so when you get done working at sundown, it gives you that half hour to hour to get home to prepare for the Shabbat, or this weekly Sabbath. And for those that are interested in when the true scriptural Sabbath is, the last Sabbath of the year is going to take place tomorrow evening, what they call Sunday evening, till Monday evening, to translate on the pagan calendar. It'll be the last Sabbath of the year. And the new year, like I said, the new Abib, which just means green fruits or green ears, and it will take place either Monday night or Tuesday night. And most likely it looks like it's going to be Tuesday night, most likely, but it could happen on a Monday night. That's why Yahweh wants us to be dependent upon Him through His stars, sun, and moon to observe His calendar and not to use a calculated pagan calendar on our walls that is dedicated to planetary worship, the hosts of heaven, which He said, because many would not receive the love of the truth, He gave them up to worship the hosts of heaven. In fact, He sent them a strong delusion because they received not the love of the truth. He said that He sent them a strong delusion. Yahweh chose their delusion. He sent them a strong delusion. He said that they would believe the lie and be damned. Now, what's the two biggest lies that you can think of that's been going and purported as the truth? Well, number one, the calendar on your wall. And number two, actually, the biggest lie ever told is that our Creator's name was God or Lord. You know, I mean, there'd be so-called many gods or many lords, as Paul says in the King James, but he never really said that. It's just the fact of the matter is they made you think he said that. The point of the matter is that probably the biggest lie ever told that we're repairing the breach on is that our Creator's name was God or Lord or Jehovah or Jesus. There's no J in Hebrew or Greek, for that matter, for those that want to say the New Testament's inspired in Greek. Well, there's no J in Greek either. Again, not to be redundant, you know, just, you know, sound the glad refrain, not to make you mad. It should make you glad because the truth sets you free. The truth is what you're really asking for. And besides, RBN listeners, I mean, one of the most intelligent listening audiences on the planet, you can handle the truth, the old motto here at rbnlive.com. You can handle it, can't you? Of course you can. That's why you tune in to rbnlive.com, because you want the truth. You deserve the truth. You want the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, Yah. Not so help us, God. Because, again, God was a pagan deity of luck, fortune, fate, and destiny. Good luck, God bless, same thing. We'll be back here on rbnlive.com on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Hold on, we'll be back after the short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Public Broadcasting Network's broadcast of the Repair the Breach broadcast. I am your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and talking about the new year that's coming up scripturally, the scriptural new year, again, not the pagan new year, January 1st, obviously, that's come and gone, but the scriptural new year is going to be either this Monday night or Tuesday night. People say, well, welcome, you can't be for sure. Well, it's because Yahweh wants us to be dependent upon Him and let us observe His calendar and be trusting in Him instead of using a mathematical, calculated way where people sometimes, because of that, they get away from their dependence upon Him and they trust in their own devices. And that's one of the reasons why But most likely it looks like it's going to be Tuesday night because it takes like 29.5 and change days for the moon to culminate for the end of a month to a new month to begin. And from full new moon to full new moon is 29.53 and change days again. I wanted to touch on some more definitions for the new year, scriptural new year. The first month would be, it's called, really they've called it Aviv or Aviv. And in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, it gives a definition of Aviv as a young ear of barley or other grain, also grain fruits, or things that begin to bud, like I was stating earlier. It goes on to say the first month of the Israelite year is Aviv, and gives a bunch of scriptural references. Exodus 13:4, it states, this day came ye out in the month Aviv. And also in Exodus 12:1, it states, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, or Moses and Aaron, in the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And then it goes on to say, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. In other words, this is the preparation for the Passover on the 10th of the moon. You're to get a lamb and get ready to prepare it. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Now, many would criticize and say, well, you don't need to observe the Passover anymore and slaughter a lamb. I mean, that's just sacrilegious. Isn't that Zechariah? No, it's actually sacrilegious to slaughter a swine and then say, hey, it's a Christmas ham, or hey, it's an Easter ham. Now, that would be sacrilegious in the sense of the scriptural way of defining sacrilegious. Because Yahweh says you take a lamb, not a ham, okay? Because ham or swine is, or a pig is not kosher to eat. Read Leviticus chapter 11. So the beginning of the new year was the month called Abib, or the green ears, or that which begins to bud, or the green fruit, when you see things begin to come to fruition, slowly begin to come out of the dead of winter, the end of the year, you begin to know that a new year is getting ready to be fixing to start. And so it's pretty awesome when you study how Yahweh computes time for us to observe. Because he inhabits eternity. He's not a creature of time. He's the creator. Like, we are all creatures of time in this realm in which we are. And he's the creator, and he's never meant to be classified in that way. But see, the scripture does warn that humankind, or humanity, that the creature would try to portray the creator as a creature. Read Romans 1:20, where it says they would change the glory of the uncorruptible Almighty into an image made like to a corruptible man, and then to four-footed beasts, or a creation, or a creature, and then to a bird, a four-footed beast, to creeping things. You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's happened. I mean, it's happened all throughout to the church world. There's so many things to verify that out, so much documentation to verify that out. That, you know, if you really want the truth, you do have to seek the Father with all your heart. I mean, again, I'm not claiming to have all the answers to all the questions or have all the truth, because no man can claim that except the Almighty Man, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. He is the way and the only truth, but yet he gives in part to those who seek and diligently seek him more understanding as we seek to know him and to make him known. And he states that the time now is, and now has come, that the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So it's important that we keep open to the spirit of truth. He said when it's come, would lead us and guide us into all truth. And that just shows you that even when you have received an experience from the Father, and you, and some have received the spirit of truth from him, that it didn't happen overnight, that you all of a sudden got all the truth, because the Father knew we could only assimilate so much into our finite vessels. And so our bodies are the temple of the vessel of Yahweh, and so we cannot defile it. That's why we admonish those who really want the truth of Scripture to stay away from pork eating. Don't have your Christmas ham, or don't even observe it, for that matter. Or Easter, Ishtar, which is, you know, people are getting geared up in the pagan realm for that. And people who really want to serve the Creator in love and in the spirit of truth should know that the enemy of their souls, Hashatan or Satan, has counterfeit New Year's, has counterfeit weeks, has counterfeit days, of course, pagan days, dedicated again to planetary worship, that the Father gave them up to worship because they received not the love of the truth. And he just used Satan, the devil, if you will, as a puppet on his strings to be a chastiser to those who are disobedient to his Torah, or his law, his commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. Now, we weren't to follow the statutes of men, as stated many times on this broadcast, whether it be a written statute, an ordinance of men, played out as a law, when really it was never a law, it was just a statute. And if it's a written statute, he said don't bow down to a graven image or a statute image visually, or a written statute visually. He said that isn't my law, that is man's ordinances. Now, that's what he set us free from, the ordinances of men, not from his ordinances, not from his law. No, he set us free when he died, when he came in the flesh, the Almighty Messiah, the Spirit of Yah never died, but when he came in the flesh, that flesh known as the Son did die. And that's what was nailed to the tree, the ordinances of men, the statutes of men, but not his law, not his Torah. But he set us free from pagan ways, as he shows these pagan ways to us. He tells us to eschew it and to come out of her, my people, to come out from among them, be separate, saith Yahweh. And he says, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you to myself, and you'll become my sons and daughters. And so one of the biggest, again, lies ever told was our Creator's name was Jesus or Jehovah or God or Lord, which we found out was not true. It was Yahweh, and in that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name the only name, Zechariah 14:9. His name one, not two. And then, of course, this, like we talked about earlier, the second biggest lie ever told is the calendar on your wall. Time and the Creator. Those are the biggest two deceptions in the world today. The true name of the Creator, the true person of the Creator, right? Number one, that being. And then, of course, the calendar on your wall. And the reason why the calendar on your wall is even more of a harder to get away from thing is because it's incepted us all, if that's a word. I mean, it's engrafted this all ever since we were just young kids. You know, we'd wake up and alarm goes off, and you look at the wall, it's 7 in the morning. Time to go to the public school system. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, you look, okay, it's Monday. You know, time to go to school. And so you're ingrained that this is the true source of time, when in reality, it's a lie. And so the Father wants us to know that his way of computing time is not as man's way of computing time. Again, a day begins at evening, and it ends at twilight period, and it goes into another day, another evening. And when you understand that a month begins when you see the moon at its fullest, brightest, most plumpest, most goldenest state. Another definition for moon in the Hebrew, there was two words that comes to mind is Kodesh and Yahrik, and they were both definitions for the moon or new moon. And Yahrik also goes back to Jericho. There's no J, so Jericho is really Jericho. And the word for moon was, one of them was Yahrik, which stems from Jericho, which really meant yellow. And so when the new moon is yellow again, you know, a new moon's begun. It's a witness in nature. It's a beacon to let you know. And so when the green ears or the things begin to get budding again and the green fruits begin to show up and things begin to get more closer to fruition, then you know a new year's is getting ready to be begun. And that's when you look at for the next month or the next full new moon will begin Aviv. That'll be the first month of a new year to you. And when you get to the 14th day of the new year, it'll be Passover, the Passover lamb. Now many would say, well, we're New Testament believers, as we've diatribed before on this broadcast, and I don't follow that. Well, again, if you want to be a true New Testament believer, then look at the book of Acts. They're keeping the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, aren't they? Isn't this after the resurrection of the Messiah and ascension? I mean, if it's done away with, they say, when he nailed it to the tree, and when he died, it was no more needed to be in effect and observed. Well, then why are all the apostles disobeying then? You know they didn't disobey. They were in obedience, friend. With all due respect, they were keeping the Passover. That's right. They were keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Acts chapter 20. That's right, that's on the 15th. Passover's on the 14th, so that's coming up real shortly here, and we'll probably touch on it before it comes on a broadcast or two beforehand. So we'll give you enough time to prepare. If you'd like to observe Passover instead of Easter, you'd be more scripturally accurate. Did you know the word Easter only appears once in the King James Scriptures? In Acts 12:4. And it was a false translation. Yeah, that word Easter, if you look at all the other, you know, New English versions out there of the Scriptures, it doesn't have the word Easter. It has Passover, more correctly rendered. You see, the apostles weren't observing Easter. They were observing Passover. See, they weren't observing January 1st because that terminology didn't come into being until the 3rd or 4th century. You know, this Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this January through December. You know, they didn't have that terminology. They just used the sun, moon, and stars for the time that Yah gave them. And if you continue studying the renewed covenant, it's really more best rendered as the renewed covenant, not really the New Testament, but nevertheless, for the sake of understanding, those that want to be New Testament believers need to study it out a little bit more carefully and realize that the apostles were keeping the new moon. You know, they were finding first the new moon, the new year, the new moon, as well as all of the new moon. It's that first new year, that first new moon, obviously, for the year was Aviv, and then they'd count six working days, and then they'd get to the seventh day of the week, which is always the eighth day of the month, for the first Sabbath of the month, that is. And then, of course, because the Scripture supports in Ezekiel 46, three category days. Someone asked me, in fact, they had emailed me and asked, you know, well, how come there's sometimes an interruption of 7 days, and then there's a new moon or a new moon festival, sometimes a two-day new moon festival. You know, so you won't have always 7 days, and then a Sabbath and then a 7 day, because Yahweh uses the seventh day of the week only by the month listed in Scripture. When you see, like when the prophet receives a vision like Ezekiel, many times these prophets would say, you know, on the third month, on the 24th day, they're speaking of the lunar cycle. They're not speaking of the calendar on your wall, third month, March, 24th day. you see. And so it was all their days were by the sun, moon, and star. It had nothing to do with a hamster in a wheel cycle that doesn't stop for nothing. 1 through 30, 1 through 31, like we said, or 1 through 7, 1 through 7, 1 through 7, 1 through 7. You see, the seventh day of the week, Sabbath, was always mentioned as certain days of the month. The eighth day of the month is the first seventh day, Sabbath, as we talked about. And then the 15th of the month is the second seventh day, Sabbath, the second seventh day of the week. And then the 22nd day, and of course the 29th day, were the third and fourth Sabbath, respectively. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair the Breach broadcast, and I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. Why don't you email us, instant message us, breachmender is our handle on Yahoo Messenger, breachmender@yahoo.com. If you want to call in the second hour, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this short break.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Don't wanna follow.
everyone to the Republic Broadcasting Network's broadcast of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and it's good we got our instant message working here. We're chatting with Kat here, and we're glad that he's got the instant message here, Breach Mender, Yahoo Messenger, and also we've got a call on the line here, and we'll take Paul's call here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome, Paul.
How you doing?
How you doing? What can we do for you?
I was listening to your show, and I really do appreciate it. I don't want to seem negative, but I just don't know how to take this kind of information that you're talking about, the Bible and so forth.
Okay, what would be your specific question? I'll try to help in any way.
Well, I could get into specifics, and I'll give you a specific one, but the whole thing, first of all, for starters, if you look at Christianity, you have Christianity. The world didn't start on Christianity. It came from, supposedly, I guess, the Jews. You could say Judaism, I guess.
Well, actually, Christianity is a Greek term that it couldn't come from a Hebrew roots originally.
Okay.
Christos, okay. You see, that's one of the deceptions there.
Okay, and that's another point. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of details about things that, are not proven. You can have a lot of different details about things that are not proven. Like, say, if it comes out of Judaism, the Jews were not the first ones to come up with religion. You have astrotheology. And
I agree.
A bunch of volcano religions and space, different things. I mean, people believe, and I think that's what's killing us as a human race, because everyone is in their own belief,
right.
And I could even, make myself look even dumber, because I know a lot of people listening are like, this guy is ridiculous, but I don't want to seem negative, but I really feel myself that this kind of stuff where you're in denial and will only take truth to a certain degree, whether you're talking 9/11 or any other subject, they only want to take so much information and hold it there if they're not capable of handling it. But, I mean, that's just my point in general. I just want to mention that.
Paul, well, I appreciate your views. We'll touch on it after the break. Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and we'll be back here at the top of the hour here on RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.